Torah says when you make the mitzvah matzah for Pesach by night, you have to watch it. What does that mean? We dashin matzah meshtameres l'shei matzah. It has to be such matzah that b'shas you were making it, you watched it, that it does not become chomitz for the purpose to be yotze mitzvah matzah. It has to be made l'shmo. Yotze tzu ma'ashen kein, these matzahs that you made, shei meshtameres l'shei matzah, you did not bake them al manas to use it for the mitzvah matzah on Pesach, el l'shem zevach. Your kavona b'shas you were baking them, true, you were watching these matzahs, they should not become chomitz, but the purpose was to use it for your korban toidim, or to use it for a korban nazir, but not to be used for Pesach b'night. That's Rabbis Svara, therefore you're not yetz and mitzvahs matzah. So Drashi, u'shimatim as a matzah, v'lei shmir l'shei matzah, kol shimur, sha'atim asharmi, any watching, that you watch the matzah, sh'loi tichomitz, should not become chomitz, his kavin l'shei matzah shal mitzvah. You have to have kavona to do it l'shei mitzvahs matzah. That's what we do when we bake our matzah. You have people standing over, the vibe is there. Shei mitzvahs matzah. The shasta kneading the dough and baking the dough, they have to have kavanah. They're doing it the shei mitzvahs matzah. Here, b'shas you did it. You true, you watched it not to become chometz, but for a different purpose. You watched it shouldn't become chometz. Kedei l'shei mitzvahs korban toido, shem korban nazir. That's why you can't be yotze mitzvahs matzah on Pesach for these matzahs. Rabbi Yosef Omar Makor Pasuk says shivas yomim matzah is toichlu. Pasuk says you have to eat matzah that you could eat for 7 days. We dash in matzah nachelis l'shivas yomim. Matzah that was made for the purpose of, that you could eat it for 7 days. Yotze tzu ma'ashenken, this matzah that you made for korban toido or for korban nazir, sheina nachelis l'shivas yomim elu l'yayim b'layla. Loch is by korban if you only eat korban toido, even though it's a shlomim, but it has a loch if you only eat it 1 day and 1 night. After the night it becomes nicer already. So melu with such matzah you can't be yotze the mitzvah matzah. So Rashi says that Rabbi Yosef really is also Samech on Rabbi's posse. But the Iker posse says you have to do it l'shei mitzvah matzah. And here it wasn't done l'shei mitzvah matzah. Just Rabbi Yosef being mechadish. Let's say the guy had two kavonis. Let's say the guy says, I'm doing it l'shei mitzvah matzah, but I'm also have kavon l'shei mitzvah toido. What would be the loch then? So Rashi's mashm, according to the first Tanakh, according to the first Mandi Amarabba, it would be good, because she had kavon l'shei mitzvah matzah also. But according to Rabbi Yosef, it won't be good. Because even though you had kavon to do the shei mitzvah matzah, but the Torah says it has to be such matzah that's able to eat for 7 days. If you have any kavon to do with the shei korban toidah, which you could only eat it for 1 day, that's a psul for matzah. It can't be used for matzah anymore. Because according to Rabbi Yosef, achutz from the mitzvah shmul, the shei matzah, you also have to do with kavonah that you're allowed to eat this matzah for 7 days. So if you do it for korban toidah, that's a stira. A korban toidah, you can't eat more than 1 day, so you don't have a kim of this pasuk. You didn't bake it, l'shei mitzvah, to eat it, a matzah that's roi to eat for 7 days. Right, Tanya kavosi, the rabbi, Tanya kavosi, the rabbi Yosef. Tanya kavosi, the rabbi. Yochu yoti dei kavosi, b'chalas toidah, rekike nozir, since the mamash matzah. Why can't it be yoti mitzvah matzah, pesach mitzvah, pesach by night? Tam lem, the pasuk says, u'shmatem es ha-matzahis. You have to watch the matzah. When you shashi make it shouldn't become chomitz, we dash in matzah mashdameras l'shei matzah. You have to watch it with a kavona to do it l'shei mitzvahs matzah. Yotze tzu ma'ashenke in these matzahs that you made for the kavona for korban toidom, shein in mashdameras l'shei matzah. It's not watched for the purpose to be yotze mitzvahs matzah, el l'shem zevach. It's made for the purpose to be mekayim your mitzvahs korban toidom, your mitzvahs korban nozer. So even though the mice it's a matzah, but since it wasn't made l'shmo, l'shem the mitzvah's matzah, you can't be yotze. Here's a right according to Rabbim. But the way Rashi learns, if you had kavona for both, could be you would be yotze. Tani kavosi to Rabbi Yosef, have a right to Rabbi Yosef, no, to Rabbi Yosef, that yochol yotze yodom dechavosi b'chalas toidah v'kiki nozer, I would think with these type of matzahs, you are yotze. Tam lem, the posik says, shivat yomim matzah is toichlu. You have to have matzah that you could eat it for 7 days. So we dash in matzah on nechelas l'shivam, only matzah that's made with a kavona that you could eat it for 7 days. Yotze tzuzum, ashenke, and these matzahs that are made the shame korban toido or the shame korban nozir, she'enu nechelas l'shiva, you're not allowed to eat it for 7 days because it becomes nicer. Elu l'yoyim b'layla, you're only allowed to eat it 1 day in that night. After the night, it's nicer. Therefore, you're not yotze mitzvahs matzah. So kitzi avarai, as I according to Rabbi, as I according to Rabbi Yosef, to both of them. That's why you're not yotze mitzvah matzah with nozir and with the korban toidah. For the Gemara poshut v'teipik lei melechem oini, according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, that he dashes before from the posting lechem oini, we dashen that you only be yotze with such matzah that even an oining, when somebody was mace, you could eat. Mashenken kotshim, you can't eat. Avadan oini is alari kotshim. So b'zay is a poshna posig, melechem oini. That a kotshim, an oini can't eat, so you can't be yetzim mitzvahs matzah with kotshim. Which is dashin, mi shenecho baninus, only such matzah that you could eat, even when you're an oini, even when somebody died before the kvurim. Yotzeh, mashenken, these lechems here, that's kotshim. Or lechem etoido, or lechem of a korban nozi, that's kotshim. She'enen necho baninus. Aloch is kotshim of a kain. If his craven was made, he's not allowed to eat kotshim when he's anointing. Ela besimcha. The loch of kotshim is you can only eat it when you're matzav of simcha. And an oinin is not allowed to be besimcha. So you can't eat kotshim. So what do I need these tzukim for? Shematim as a matzois. Poshtu the posuk is lechem oini. And the Gemara nechlam, these rabbi and Rabbi Yosef hold, sovelok Rabbi Kiva. They hold like Rabbi Kiva dashin before. The Omar oni ksid. We don't dashin lechem oini, the lechem oni. Like Rabbi Kiva's chiddush was before, that even maisi sheni also could be yotze mitzvahs matzah. Even though an oini can't eat maisi sheni, so what? The posuk doesn't say oini. The posuk says oni has to be a poor man's bread, and be it's not lechem ashira, doesn't have yain shem or dvash inside it. But even though it's kotshim that an oini can't eat it, still, you could be yotze mitzvah matzah. That's why Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef have to have new psukim here, shemarkim mitzvah matzah, why you're not yotze with kotshim. For the Gemara, though, but type it led the heavily matzah shira, have another psur, even according to Rabbi Kiva. But the pasuk says, lechem oni, a poor man's bread. You can't have yayin to shemen, you can't have shemen inside it. I, every mincha, all these lechems, had shemen inside it. So, who else the shemen you put inside the dough, that should pass all the matzah for mitzvah matzah. It's not lechem oni, it's lechem ashira. And the Gemara Omar Shmuel ba Rav Yitzchok Reviyati. You know how much shemen they used? A very, very small amount of oil was used. It was only Reviyas a hin of shemen umeschalekasi lakama chalis. It was divided for a lot of big chalis. So Kunda says in every single dough that had a very small amount of shemen, that little amount of shemen doesn't make a matzah shira. You have to have a gezunta size shemen inside it to passel it. But this little amount of shemen they have, that will not passel it from lechem ashira. That's a teretz. Even though they had oil inside it, but it was a very small amount of oil in each lechem. Therefore, it's still called lechem oni. So the only reason why not you can't be mekayim mitzvahs matzah is because of these psukim shematim as the matzahs, or else shivas yom teichel or matzahs teichel. But to the more of a tapik lay another psul tapik lay the ainu necholus b'chol mashavis you're not allowed to eat this b'chol mashavis good a toid is called kotshim kalim a kotshim kalim you only eat inside Yerushalayim you take it outside Yerushalayim becomes posul so b'zoy we dash an posul before b'chol mashvaseichem even contra b'kivom that bikurim you can't be out to mitzvah matzah with bikurim because bikurim is only nechol in Yerushalayim and not b'chol mashvaseichem. So pshita here also, kotshim, even if it's kotshim kalim, you could only eat it in Yerushalayim, and not outside Yerushalayim. So how could it be yotze? So pshita you're not yotze with lechem, these lechems of toide and of nazir. What do we need the psukim, shemati, mesamatis for? Amor Rash Lakish, mir tzaraya, amor Rash Lakish, zoy semeris, mir tzaraya, chalos toide, rekika, and nazir, necholem, benoy, vegiven. There was times when they didn't have the mishkan, when it was hutter habomis, when the Mishkan wasn't Bikiyim, so then everybody was allowed to make his own bummer and bring his own karbonis. So it's a question, what type of a karbon were you allowed to bring then? To me, at Tzarayu, you were allowed to bring a Toydir and a Nozir was allowed to bring this karbon. There's some man Yom say no, only karbon Tzibu you're allowed to bring, but not a Nozir and not a Toydir. Here at Tzarayu, the Bishas Noivin given when the Mishkan wasn't up, they were allowed to bring a korban toidah. At that time, when you bring a korban toidah, when the bummas were mutter, there's no din of Yerushalayim. You can make your bummah anywhere you want in Eretz Yisrael. So any place in Eretz Yisrael, at that time, there was a lachmi toidah, that you were allowed to eat wherever you are. So how do I know at that time, that matzah you can't use for Pesach by night? That matzah you could eat any place you want in Eretz Yisrael. The mashma on the pasuk, the shemat, the metzamatzos, even those matzahs that were made on the bummas yochid, v'shas the hetera bummas, even though you could eat it outside Yerushalayim, still you're not yotze mitzvahs matzah, because it wasn't made l'shem mitzvahs matzah, or else it's not shivas yomim matzah teichlu. Yes, so see, Rashi brings down, there's a big machlokes here in Gemara Zvachim. Rashi Semeris, Midloy Nafkulam, Rechon Rasechem, Ksav Achalis Toido, Rekikinoz, Necholos, Benoy Begiven. Would like Reb Shimon, the Yom Perakam of the Megillah, to like Korah, Benoy Begiven, the Haino Bama Gedelo, El Psochem, the Choyvois, Hakvu Lehem, Zman. He only brought Korban Pesach and Korban Choyvois. Abu Choyvois, Shein Lem, Zman, Kvu Lehem, they didn't bring. Would like him on the Yom Perak, Basad Zvachim, Kan Vakan, Bama Gedelo, Benoy Begiven, Obama Katana, Shoyoisa, Brush, Agagoy, Lekorv, Leyochid, El Oilu Shlomin. Roman Yom says, you're only allowed to bring an Abomas Yochid, only a Korban Oil or a Korban Shlomin. yet loisin shkover b'neiv given hutzrach lavi rayim. So we hold not like, like these two mandiyomim, but in the korban bormis yochid, you were allowed to bring even a korban toida, or a nozik could bring his kabonis. So like this shita, so Rashi says we're bringing a rye now. Maybe shemartem es amatzois or matzos teichlum. The nafa b'chol mashvaseichem. This will have to b'chol mashavis. At that time, those matzos they were allowed to eat at any place in Eretz Yisrael. So how do you know in such a matzah you're not yotzei mitzvas matzah? That's our gemara. You need a pasuk of shemartem es amatzos for. Then a regular korban toida, this man that had the base of midrash, his pshita you wouldn't be yotzei the mitzvas matzah because it's not necha b'chol mashavis. Right. Tanya Oma Rebbe Loi. Shilti es Rebbe Lezer. Yes, Rebbe Lezer Shaila. Mal Sheyetz Odem Mechalis Toyda Rekikin Ozer. What's the logic of a person be Yetz and Mitzvah Smatza on Pesach Benayim with these matzis of Chalis Toyda and Rekikin Ozer? Oma Li answered back Loi Shemati. I didn't hear. There's a Pella how he answered this. Bosi Bishalti Lefnei Rebbe Yeshua. Then I came and asked Rebbe Yeshua. Oma Li Harei Omru was said clearly. Chalis Toyda Rekikin Ozer. She'osin Liyatzmon. If a person made it for himself, Ein Odem Yetz Ben. You're not yaitzah with it. Since you made these matzahs with a kavanah to use it for your korban toido, or your nozir for your korban nozir, like we had before, it wasn't made l'shem mitzvah matzah, pshit, you're not yaitzah. But the Mishnah does say, though, limcha bashuk, if you made them al manas to sell it to people, to sell it to nozir, or to sell it to a person who needs a korban toido, then yaitzah b'hem, then you are yaitzah. So could be a shalom was, what's the svara? What's the difference? We'll soon see what the difference is. Kishabosi v'tzisi devorim lifnei Rebbe Lezer, when I came and told this over to Rebbe Lezer, omali brisheng. Bris, Rashi's bris means like loshen shvua. I swear to you, hein hein advorim shenem l'moshe m'sinai. Yitakin saying emes l'mitoi, that's like a true. This is like halach l'moshe m'sinai. That the chalas that you made for yourself if you're a nozir, or you made for your own carbon toida, you're not yoytze mitzvah matzon. But if somebody made it for public use, whoever wants, like somebody knows there are Nazirim around, or there is a person who needs a carbon toy, I'll make it for people, then you could be ate with the matzah. So how do we know that? So that's a lachal mashim sinai. Shat Gemara, Ika di Amri, some say no. Yetak Akasha, Brisain, Hey Nadvorm Shenel Mashim Sinai, Floy Time Boy, is it true like you're saying it's a shur, this is Tam Alochal Mashim Sinai? No. How about it's a Mishnah, and we need a Svara. What should be the Svara for this? Rashi, the time of my Rashin, tomorrow boy you law, the time of my, Shosan Limcha Beshuk Lasarche Toy the Yotzebhem, Imloy Mochran, yet, Hare Lernish Tamro, Lashem Matze, El Lashem Zabach, the Kur is still a Kasha now. How do you know this? Rashi before, the Ikidiyam, Rashi Bitsmiya, Omalay, Tchihainat Vorm, the Loy Boy, time of Kalach Lamash Mesinai. Like, this is not a real Halach Lamash Mesinai, but it's only a Mishnah. So you have to tell me a reason. What's the Chilak? What's the difference if you make it for yourself? You're not Yotze Mitzvah Matzah. Because we said it wasn't made the Shem Mitzvah Matzah. So if you make it to sell, it's the same thing. You made it to Almanas that a Nozah should use it. Almanas that a person needs a carbon toda should use it. You still didn't make the Shem Mitzvah Matzah. So why are Yotze with such Matzah? And for the Gemara, the time of my, Omar Rabbah, Kol Lashuk, when a person makes it to sell, he knows he has in mind right now it's not 100% he'll be able to sell it. Maybe no nozer would need it. Maybe there's nobody needs a korban toida. Omar, he says to himself, E Mizdavin, if somebody buys it from me, very good, I'll sell it to him. Eloi Mizdavin, but if nobody buys it from me, Eit Tafuana, I'll use it for myself already. What do you mean for myself? I use it for my own matzah, for Pesach by night. So Mela, when a guy sells it, he has kavanah, he makes it on a tanai. He makes it about on the manas. I don't sell it. Nobody's going to use it. I have kavanah now to make it mamash l'shem mitzvah matzah, and I have kavanah to use it for shas matzah. That's necha for 7 days. Just lo yitzui, if somebody wants to buy it from me, I have kavanah for that also. So chura, it's like it's a tanai. He's making on a tanai. Since he's making on a tanai, that's why yotze. Josh etuk bo'ano yedei chayvus matzah. So chura, this should be totally in braver a little bit. The chura should be told yod braver. The old yesh braver, it's very good. Like Lechura, right now we had two kavanas right now. So where Rashi before said two kavanas don't help you. If your mamish have two kavanas right now, you want to do it for both, that's no good, according to Rabbi Yosef. Because according to Rabbi Yosef, you have to have dafka matzah that's necha for 7 days. And once you do have kavanah for a toida or for a nozir, you're not yotzeh. So you have to say here, there's not called kavanah for both. This is called on a tanai. Like you know what's going on. You know clearly if you're not going to sell it, you want to be able to use it for yourself. So you're making Matkila clearer tonight. That our manas, I don't sell it. I have clear kavanah now to make it the shrei mitzvah matzah, and with the kavanah it's necho for 7 days, and I use it for Pesach by night. Just lo yitzuya, get somebody to buy it, then I have kavanah to use it for him. So you make him touch it tonight, it's night tak helps. Alright, stop here.
We're holding the Lamed test. The Mishnah Daf Lamed test.